An Albiennial Women in Power Conference takes place this weekend at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Keynote talks, panel conversations, breakout workshops, and entertainment feature women leaders from a number of fields. This year, the Omega Women's Leadership Center is presenting Women in Power, Gathering Our Strength. Omega Institute President Carla Goldstein is co-founder of the Omega Women's Leadership Center. I spoke with her about what's in store.
We, I think, had this sense that there are these two very, very strong currents, right? There's the current of women rising all over the world to say, wait a minute, this is not just, this is not the world we want to live in. We reject the idea that we have to be subject to violence. We reject the things that we're doing that are resulting in climate change. We reject the idea that we're countries are going to go to war to solve our conflict. And you see women's leadership just rising everywhere, especially the leadership of women of color. And at the same time, and it's probably not a coincidence, you see incredible regression. You know, the growing gun violence in our country, the Me Too movement. You just see such regression against women's liberty and safety and rights, reproductive rights being taken away state by state. So these two cross currents are happening at the same time. And so I think for us, when we were thinking about this conference, which we planned, you know, a year prior, was this idea of like, how do we take a big, deep breath together to gather our own strength and our collective strength and bolster our resilience for both the short run and the long run?
There are a number of speakers and panelists on tap, including Pat Mitchell, the first woman president and CEO of PBS and the Paley Center for Media. Mitchell also launched TED Women and her memoir, Becoming a Dangerous Woman, Embracing Risk to Change the World, is due out in October. Songwriter Natalie Merchant will perform Saturday evening, and Goldstein names a few other scheduled speakers.
The first name that came to us, of course, was Tarana Burke, and thinking about the Me Too movement and all that it means, and, you know, centering the leadership of women of color, and also thinking very much about the struggle in this country to end racism, the legacy of white supremacy, and what that means for everybody's humanity, not just for people of color, but for white people, like how our humanity is diminished in the face of racism. And so we have had a long relationship with Morgan Dixon and Vanessa Garrison, who founded an organization called Girl Trek, where they're helping black women, women of color, walk for their health, their lives, and reclaiming space and leadership, and have done amazing things. They did a walk to Montgomery, Alabama, and they're growing and growing and growing as an organization, so we thought it would be really important to have their presence. Always on our mind is the stories that we tell, the cultural way that we think about our lives and women's lives. And so Roxane Gay will be closing the conference. She's done some amazing work in her book Bad Feminist and book Hunger, and in her commentary. Oh, Kate Mann also, she was just put on one of those, you know, 100 best world thinker lists. And I was very excited about that, not only just for her, but because it means her work is on that list. And her work is all about understanding misogyny and patriarchy. And so the fact that understanding the impact of misogyny and patriarchy is on a list of 100 great thoughts and thinkers was very meaningful, because I do think people are wrestling with, you know, which way are we going to go, humanity? You know, are we going to be able to figure out how to make a world that works for everybody? Or are we going to devolve into continued warfare over more scarce resources like water? I think the galvanizing issue of the day, which is connected, of course, to every single issue, is going to be climate change, climate justice, climate crisis. And, you know, bringing half of humanity women into the fold of solving these problems is an imperative, because otherwise we're not bringing all the solutioning to the table that we could.
Carla Goldstein is president of Omega Institute and co-founder of the Omega Women's Leadership Center. Women and Power, Gathering Our Strength, takes place this weekend at Omega in Rhinebeck. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.